Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Awards season is well underway in Hollywood as the great and good are garlanded for their endeavours on the silver screen. For the millions of visitors to Los Angeles each year, there is one landmark that speaks most clearly of this glamour, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It may have become one of the tackiest parts of the city, but for many, it's still the most evocative. Since its inception in 1956, the Hollywood Walk of Fame has set in stone the names of the most famous people in the world and regularly becomes a living focal point, like very few landmarks are, for moments of collective celebration, protest, and of course, mourning. Monocle's Thomas Lewis went to walk those hallowed pavements for us.
Strolling along the Hollywood Walk of Fame is like walking through the pages of a history book.
There's a little tour group by Placido Domingo, Patti LaBelle. She's been stood on by someone, Donald Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland.
The stars immortalised here offer glimpses into the amphitheatre of show business and its evolution from the middle of the 20th century to today.
Christina Aguilera, Greta Garbo is over there underneath a little trolley of goodies, a little street side vendor.
You and your family were very excited about seeing Stan Lee on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, he's the writer of all the Marvel hero movies, and he does great work. And he just, my kids love him.
And why do you like all those superheroes?
Because they are great. They are amazing.
What do you like about them?
That there's something different about them. They're like really special people.
Captain America represents America. Spider-Man is just cool all the way around. The Hulk
is really strong.
It's strong. Each superhero represents a trait, a character trait, strength. Spider-Man is just all around lovable. Captain America represents America. I mean, can't go wrong with that at all.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame was conceived in the 1950s by the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce as a gimmick to lure tourists into the city. After many years of political wrangling, the first stars were laid, and the novel idea to give this stretch of Hollywood a visual identity of its own was realised. The stars themselves have become, in a way, icons of design too, synonymous with the neighbourhood in which they're embedded. The five-point stars, rendered in pink and white terrazzo, framed by a black square, were conceived in the 1950s, after several ideas, one including little brass caricatures of the honoree in question, were shelved. The stars have become as famous as the celebrities they commemorate.
Today, Hollywood honours the Backstreet Boys.
There are now more than 2,600 stars along the Walk of Fame, covering five areas of entertainment: music, television, film, theatre and radio. Underfoot, along Hollywood Boulevard, you can tiptoe above the greats of the silver screen.
And the Oscar goes to Anthony Hopkins and the Silence of the Lambs.
You can stride above pop royalty. And you can take pause above television's great and good.
Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. One, two, three.
Each star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame represents a moment in time, reflecting the entertainment appetites of the day, as much as they are a mere nod to the frivolities of fame. Gary Baum is a correspondent at the Hollywood Reporter magazine.
The Walk of Fame is important to the city of Los Angeles and beyond, both as an economic tourism site as well as a cultural destination. And it's grown since its founding in the 60s, both as a physical space from just a few blocks. It's really grown in the neighborhood of Hollywood, as well as this sort of atavistic shrine. It's got this memento mori quality for people that really see it as almost this sort of public graveyard. There aren't very many places for people to commune reliably with celebrities in Los Angeles. It's when tourists come, oftentimes Los Angeles is a disappointing place to actually see things that are ethereal, and this is a place where that's actualized in sort of an odd way.
Some 10 million people are said to walk along the Hollywood Walk of Fame every year. That may have made this stretch of Hollywood Boulevard one of the flashiest, dare I say, tackiest corners of Los Angeles. But the stars embedded in the pavements here are, arguably, among the most evocative civic landmarks anywhere, both for those who come to pay homage here and for those who make their living from it, like Larry Green, who sells tours along the Hollywood Strip.
And what's it like day-to-day working
great.
On the street?
It's great. It's the greatest experience. You have a cross-section of humanity. I don't have to go around the world. The world is here.
And it's kind of a snapshot, isn't it, of, I guess, not just sort of the entertainment
yes.
business since, I think, the 60s and thing.
Life, yes. And every one of these stars has a story, and every one of them has a story and a history to them. I think what's surprising is that there are two stars called Harrison Ford, different people. And I once met the famous actor Harrison Ford's son, and the famous actor Harrison Ford thought he had two stars. He himself didn't know. They're two different people. The other one died before this Harrison Ford was born.
And who was the
first? He was a silent film actor, the first one.
And do you have a favorite star?
Yes, and it's actually Ronald Reagan, who, by the way, was a pretty good actor. There's a myth that he was a great actor. And this needs to be cleared up for everybody in England. I've got books of hundreds of movies Ronald Reagan was in, westerns. He was not a bad actor. But then again, there's only one Clark Gable. But he was good. And his star is my favorite star.
Every cut was an opera. The entire story told ours. All things must pass, sure. But George is gonna live forever. Thank you.
The stars embedded along this stretch of Hollywood Boulevard speak not only to the quicksilver nature of being famous, where fortunes rise and fall swiftly without much fanfare, as the actor Tom Hanks touched on there while dedicating the star set outside the headquarters of Capitol Records to the late Beatle George Harrison in 2009. The stars have become places to congregate, to mourn, to protest, when the mood of the day or the celebrity in question calls for it. From the moonwalkers who descended on Michael Jackson's star to pay tribute to him on the day he died in 2009, to an act of protest at an unlikely political ascent in the autumn of 2016.
This morning, just before 6 a.m., Hollywood Division received a call of a vandalism in the 6800 block of Hollywood Boulevard. They responded and they found that the Donald Trump star here had been vandalized. There was a male Caucasian dressed in construction worker gear. He had on a vest and a hat, and he had damaged the star with a pickaxe and a sledgehammer.
The stars are a way of getting close, in moments of joy, in moments of grief, in moments of fury, to those idols of the celebrity world that colour the lives of many across the US and around the world too. And if the fortunes of some of those immortalised on the Walk of Fame have risen and fallen since their moment in the sun here along Hollywood Boulevard, some of the stars themselves are eroding, too.
We found that about 20% of the stars, there's about 2,500 of those stars now, remain in some state of disrepair, you know, including many of the most famous stars, everything from Charlie Chaplin to Aaron Spelling to Aretha Franklin, historic stars like Irving Thalberg's star and Al Jolson's star. They're in fairly poor condition. Most luminous Hollywood individuals, those that are ostensibly most honored are Cecil B. DeMille's, the Ginger Rogers, the Lucille Balls and Billy Wilders. These folks have cracked stars. They're in just the worst condition. And so there's a question of why that's the case.
So, what does the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Los Angeles' most famous urban landmark, say about this corner of the city? Where fame can be a fleeting, fickle business, it's a testament to those who shaped their corners of the entertainment industry, theatre, film, television, radio and music, and to those who shone, for a little while at least, in the glow of Hollywood's golden sun. For Monocle, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I'm Thomas Lewis.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Thomas Lewis for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.